If you would tell us when your birthday is, and we'll start over.
I was born in St. Albert, Alberta, in August of 1918. What else?
Your family? Your father's name?
I was the 11th child of a family of 13. My oldest sister had passed away at the age of one, but the other 12 of us were raised to adulthood.
Your father?
My father was Pierre, or Saint-Pierre Bellerose, as he was often called, and my mother was Justine Baudry, B-E-A-U-D-R-Y. They were married in Egg Lake, which is just northwest of Morinville, on January the 19th, 1903. My dad was one of six children born to Octave Bellerose and Lucy Lirondel. They were on River Lot 38 in the St. Albert settlement. One of the children, David, died at the age of two. He was one of twins. He had a twin sister, Nancy. My father did not get much schooling. He only had about a grade three, and then he was called upon to be a help to his dad looking after the stock. My grandfather, Octave Bellerose, was a freighter, and he freighted to the south as well as to the north of Edmonton. What else would you like me to say?
Well, when did they come to this area?
I'm not just sure of that. They were, I think, about 1898, when the Klondike Rush was on. Octave Bellerose and his sons, Pierre and James, set up a business in Athabasca, and it was known as the Bellerose Livery Stables. Since Jim stayed on the farm at St. Albert, Pierre and Octave lived in Athabasca to look after the business. They also did some of the freighting themselves. They drove themselves. I think he had about 30 head of horses. And on the farm at St. Albert, Octave owned about 60 head of cattle. And James looked after the crop and the hay on the flats for the stock there. James Bellerose lived on the west half of the river lot that Octave owned, and Pete, my dad, Pierre, had the eastern half of that same lot. James had 14 children, 13 of which were raised to adulthood. After grandfather Octave died, Pierre sold his stable and business and moved to a homestead at Collinton. They lived there for 3 years before Pierre rented it out and then moved back to the settlement at St. Albert.
Do you know the location of the homestead in Collinton?
It was up on the hill, just up from what used to be the old trestle.
Oh, Watsons lived there later.
Yes, Watsons owned the place most recently, and then some of the Breckenridges had it after that.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about the location of the stable?
The stable was right on Main Street, directly across from the Revillon Brothers warehouse and store. My dad often recalled various adventure they had when freighting on the Athabasca Trail, Athabasca Landing Trail. During the winter, it was not a very pleasant trip, especially in the cold weather. They did have stopping places, but oftentimes they would set up camp in a bluff of pine trees, using pine boughs for a mattress for their sleeping equipment. They never traveled alone. There were always several outfits traveling at the same time. I can remember him talking about Eggie's stopping place and Lewis's stopping place, which was near Perryvale.
Did you hear it? Smith's stopping place?
Smith's stopping place, yes, that's right. I forgot about that one. My dad also ran a light delivery service carrying passengers and light freight. He would go park halfway one day and finish off the trip the following day. He would stay overnight and then head back again. And I think he used to make two trips a week with the light delivery team. He had horses at the halfway spot that he could change off with for the remainder of the trip.
Where would the halfway spot be?
I'm not sure.
Near Gibbons, maybe? Or?
No, it wouldn't be. I don't think it would be quite that far down. Mm-hmm. I would think somewhere beyond Tawatnau somewhere, but I'm not sure. Because mm-hmm. the old highway is not what we travel now.
No.
And they used to have to cross the river at Gibbons. That's the Sturgeon River.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else would you want to...
What happened to the business?
Oh, after Dad had sold the place, a fire burnt the barn down within a matter of a year or two after selling.
Who did he sell it to?
I'm not sure. I'd have to check. I'm not sure.
There were Days had a livery stable and Joint wasn't.
Oh, I remember him talking about Joints, and I knew some of the Days later on, the younger ones. It seemed to me that it was a Gagne. Is he Gagne? I think, but I'm not positive.
Or Gagnon?
No, Gagne. G-A-G-N-E.
G-A-G-N-E.
Mm-hmm. And his name was Isagi. I-S-I-A-H or something like that.
There were a lot of French Canadians in Athabasca in
yes,
the early days.
Yes, I think a good number of them were not really full French. They were Métis people, mostly.
But some did come out from Quebec, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He knew Dr. Boulanger when Dr. Boulanger was here. And my mother's brother, Father Beaudry, built the first Catholic church here in Athabasca.
Oh, that was your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us something about Norbert, Octave's brother?
Oh, I never knew him, of course. Norbert and Octave both passed away in the same year.
Mm.
Norbert died in the spring and my grandfather died in the fall. Norbert Belrose had lived at and worked at Fort Edmonton and served an apprenticeship as a boat builder. When the Klondike rush came on, he was moved from from Edmonton to Athabasca to build boats for the Hudson's Bay Company as well. And this is where he passed away, in a lumbering accident. They were out cutting trees in the woods, and a tree fell on him.
Have you any stories about Magnus Brown?
No, I never knew them, and I
didn't hear much about them.
No. I was one of the younger children, so I didn't know a lot of these older people. My older brothers and sisters would likely have remembered some of them.
Have you any stories about Athabasca that you remember?
Well, I remember them talking about a big flood in Athabasca, but I think that was after they had moved out already. They were already in
1904.
Was there one in 1904? Well, then they were here, I guess.
Were the banks jammed on the river?
Yes.
How far did it flood? There were so many stories about that. What do you remember?
Oh, I don't. I don't recall anything on that. Mother and Dad lived in a house, just one block east of Main Street. Just recently, there was a Chinese type restaurant. I don't know if it's still there. That's where their house was located.
Just next to the post office.
Yes, that's right. The old house stood for quite a few years, but then it was demolished.
Had they built the house?
I'm not sure of that.
How old were you when you left Athabasca?
I never lived in Athabasca. I was born at St. Albert, and I came up to high school in Colinton in the 1930s for 2 years, and then went back to St. Albert again.
Who did you know in Colinton that you stayed with?
The Whiteleys, and I know Mr. Whiteley was well known in the area.
Rainer Whiteley.
Yes, that's right. And the daughters. I went to school with the daughters.
Joyce
and Edith and Jean. Three Whiteley girls. My brother Tom worked for Mr. Whiteley. Who were some of the other people I knew? The Hayes.
Have you visited in Athabasca very often?
Well, I have friends here, and I on occasion I come up. But I had two sisters who lived in Colinton.
What were their names?
Bertha Paree, P-A-R-E, and Elizabeth Loisel, or Babes, as we called her. They were both born in Athabasca, and when they married, they lived up here in Colinton area. They were both on the farm. And then Babes and Joe lived right in Colinton because he was a blacksmith. They had their families here. Bertha's still alive at the age of 93, and Babes passed away in 1994.
Have you lived all of your life in St. Albert?
Not really. I've been all over the place.
Oh.
I worked in Edmonton after I'd finished my schooling, and then I got adventurous and joined the Canadian Women's Army Corps. And spent 4 years with them. Went overseas and came back. Came back as a new bride. I met my husband over there. He was a Canadian soldier. And then I lived in Thunder Bay, which was then known as Fort William, for 3 years. We moved to Saskatchewan, Arcola, Saskatchewan, where my husband had been born, and were there for only 1 year before we found a suitable place for us at Merrifield, Saskatchewan. We lived there for 10 years. Then I moved back to Alberta, and my husband passed away in Edmonton that year, 1958. I had four children, two born in Thunder Bay and two in Maryfield, Saskatchewan. After 5 years of widowhood, I married a second time to Eli Chartrand of Edmonton. And I lived in Edmonton since.
So do you have any other recollections of the early Athabasca that maybe your parents mentioned? Any stories of freighting or life on the trail or anything like that?
I would have to think about those, I think, a bit first. I can't think of anything right at the moment.
What made your father leave? Why did he sell his stable? Was it not a good business? Or?
Well, the Klondike Rush was over, and I would imagine that the business was not as brisk at that point.
That would have been around 1912?
1911, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. The railway came in 1912.
Oh, that's right, too. Well, I think they were already on the homestead in Colinton when the train came through. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember when the Y was just north of Colinton, where the train Y, where the engines used to turn around. There wasn't room for it here in Athabasca.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the trains used to come up to this Y in the road, in the railway, and they used to turn their engine around so that they backed all the way to Athabasca, and then in the morning they were headed the right direction for the long trip to Edmonton.
Did you ever ride on that train?
Yes, I rode on that train to St. Albert and back.
How long would it take?
We'd get on it in the morning and it'd be mid-afternoon or more by the time we got down to St. Albert. It was pretty well a whole day shot on that. But it was interesting.
Do you remember the names of any of the other freighting businesses?
No, not really, and not offhand anyway. There is a book out on the Athabasca Landing Trail. You probably have a copy of that.
Yes.
Here.
Yes, really.
Mr. Charles Denny wrote it. I know him.
He's that elderly fellow, 96 or 97,
or even maybe 98 now. He was already in his 90s when I met him a few years back. I have done a lot of genealogical research on my family. So I met him in the Genealogical Society. I have traced the Belroses right back to the first immigrant to Canada back in 1759 or 1760. And on my mother's family, I can trace the Beaudries in Canada back to 1650. It's interesting to look at all those generations coming down.
It certainly is.
I'll have to do some reading of the material I've got at home in order to bring back some of those items that I've found somewhere along the way.